It is time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
I think you're going to love the first story I'm going to talk about.
Uh-oh.
No, I think you're really going to love this. Hall of Famer Deion Sanders says way too many players are getting into the Hall of Fame.
See, we're groundbreakers. We've been saying that for a long time.
In an interview yesterday, he said he's frustrated with what he believes is less stringent standards for entry into the Hall than there once was. He says no longer are the best of the best getting in, according to Primetime, and it is muddling the value of being in the Hall of Fame. Here's his quote. What is a Hall of Fame now? It's a guy who played a long time, Sanders said.
Thank you very much. We've been saying that for how long?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. It's not a Hall of Famer anymore. Every Tom, okay. Dick, and Harry, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yep. It's the Hall of You've Been Pretty Good.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, we've been talking about that a long time.
Yeah. We're right there.
Yeah.
We should get Deion on. He could talk with me.
But we have been saying that in both football and baseball. And also what makes it even worse, the games have so much changed in the last 10 years, 15 mm-hmm. years. It's like you said, it's not a Hall of Good, it's a Hall of Fame. You should be the best of the best.
Yep. And not only that, like you said, the game's changed so much, it's a different game.
Totally.
You know, like we said also, people that are Hall of Famers that played 30 years ago would probably be thrown out of the league to now because they play too rough. Imagine that, you play too rough.
Well, you know, it's funny, you're talking about that. I was, I forget what I was watching. It might have been, it was an all-sports network, and they were talking football. And was it Sean O'Hara from the Giants and a couple of other, they were talking about quarterback records. And they quoted their remarks very carefully, saying, listen, we're not taking away from somebody's talent like a Tom Brady or something like that. But quarterbacks today, and it's a lot safer game, but because it's a much safer game, it's a totally different game.
Yeah, I mean, just imagine the hit that Leonard Marshall put on Joe Montana in that playoff game. If that happened today, they'd want to, like, throw Leonard Marshall off the face of the earth.
How about any one of Lawrence Taylor's hits? How about?
There's a lot. You can go through a lot of them.
I go to the 49ers defense, Ronnie Lott. Go to the Bears defense.
Go to the Steelers.
They'd all be thrown in jail in today's league.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Lambert would be an outlaw.
And who's the guy who played quarterback for Oakland who was just unbelievably dirty and I forget what his name was.
Oh, who, Stabler?
No, the cornerback.
The cornerback.
Yeah.
Lester Hayes?
Yeah. He had the goo on his hands.
Mr. Stickum?
It's amazing.
Yep.
Hey, so the Red Sox might be dealing Mookie Betts.
Yeah, they've been saying that for how long? Who are they going to deal him to?
I don't know why.
You know what they should do? The Red Sox and the Astros should just make one super team and really stick it to the league.
I mean, Betts last year hit .295, 40 doubles, 5 triples, 29 homers, 80 RBIs. Come on.
They should trade him to Houston. For a couple of fifth-round picks. That's what they should do.
Right.
Build one team up and stick it to the league. That's what I would do. The two owners should go out to lunch one day and flip a coin and see which team is going to be the one. And then just trade all your best players to one to the other team and say, there you go, stop us now. You want to put somebody in the dugout with us? You want to have us walk through a metal detector on the way to the plate? Now let's play baseball. Stick it to the league. That's what I would do.
All right.
And I still can't believe how many people still have their head in the sand thinking that the Astros were the only team in baseball doing this. It's insane to think that.
Yeah, I think you're right. The ones that get caught are the ones that pay the price.
You hear about.
Yeah. You see where Chris Dolman died? 58 years old.
A friend of a friend of mine's pretty good friend, too.
58?
Yeah, well, cancer. My wife died at 54.
Yeah.
Cancer knows no age.
Yeah. He was a tough one.
Yeah, he'd probably be an outlaw in today's league.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He was a big guy, big, strong guy, and him and I can't think of his other line mate. They terrorized quarterbacks. They were good players. You'd know the other guy, the guy that had all the eye black on. I can't remember what
Dobler,
his name was.
Dobler, Conrad Dobler? No, not him.
No.
I know who you're talking about, though.
The Vikings were a good defense. It was just the problem that every year either the Cowboys, the Redskins, or the 49ers were a little better than them.
Oh, yes.
Hey, there was a close game last night in the NBA.
Uh-oh.
A real defensive gem. Milwaukee beat Washington 151 to 131. No overtime.
151 to 131.
282 points.
Yikes.
How can you watch that? I had a game on. I don't even know who was playing. I had an NBA game on over the weekend as I was flipping around and just to watch it for a minute. They don't even run. They just go up the court, shoot, down the court, shoot. Yeah. There's no pass. There's no defense. There's no nothing. It's an unwatchable game. It really is bad. It's a bad product.
Hey,
so just think, yesterday, Charlotte played the Knicks, and they only scored 189 points.
Yes.
Milwaukee almost scored 189 points by themselves last night.
Pretty amazing.
I mean, it's bad. It's real bad business.
But
people go. As long as they go, it'll stay the same.
Hey, you see what the UConn Lady Huskies did the other night?
Mm-mm.
They retired a jersey number 2. That was the jersey that Kobe Bryant's daughter wore.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
They hung it in the rafters at the Gampo Pavilion. That was kind of cool. And they had that jersey on the chair for the game when they played the U.S. Olympic team. So it was just a nice gesture. So.
Yep.
And Kobe Bryant sounded just like you. He loved women's basketball because it was not like the NBA anymore. It involved every piece, every skill that you have on the court.
Yeah, it's more of a basketball game than the NBA is. It's sad to say when I'm not picking on the women's game. The women's game is a better game than the NBA game.
Yeah.
It really is. There's passing, there's ball movement, there's defense, there's offensive and defensive strategy. There's none of that in the NBA.
All right. Hey, we've only got tomorrow and the day after it, and then we get to go into the weekend at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's almost here. You know what else is almost here?
What?
The end of horse racing. When the government gets involved, you know it's going to be bad. The government in Washington yesterday was voting on whether to ban Lasix from horse racing, period. And it looks like it's going to happen. If that happens, the racetracks will close like the dog tracks. And PETA, who is absolutely a mindless organization, would have put horse racing out of business. They don't know. I mean, these people just shoot from the hip, and people listen to them. Lasix was introduced in the early 1980s because of bleeding problems in horses that they can't breed. So Lasix has been in horse racing for 40 years. It's bred into the breed now. You can't run without Lasix. It's like somebody that has asthma running without their medicine. You can't do it. If horse racing was legit and had a commissioner where you had all these other tests for illegal substances, there'd be no problem. But for the government to get involved and say, yeah, Lasix is no good, is like saying nobody can use blood pressure medicine anymore. It's absolutely ridiculous because the breed itself is dependent on Lasix to survive. And one racetrack owner, Drayson of Monmouth Park, said, if Lasix is banned from horse racing, I'm not even going to open up this year. So this is an interesting story to pay attention to.
All right. And you heard it here first.
Just like the Hall of Fame.
That's
I was
it.
Right about the Hall of Fame, but I hope I'm wrong about this one.
All right, Mike. I will check with you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.